Thank you, Pastor. That was beautiful. And I'm just going to offer a little prayer here, too. And Father, I just thank you for this opportunity to be before your precious saints here. It's an honor, and I come with fear and trembling, as always. And I just ask, please, just empty me of me. Let every word be of you. Let all the heart beat behind it be of you. Let all the thoughts be of you, Father. And just let this be your message, Father. Let this be your message, please, in Jesus' name. Amen. If you'll, one quick verse here to start this out, if we can, please. It's 1 Samuel chapter 10, verse 6. And it says, "And the Spirit of the Lord will come upon thee, and thou shalt prophesy with them, and shall be turned into another man." Father, please bless this message in Jesus' name. Amen. I know every time I get up here, it seems like I'm always talking about myself a little bit for some reason. And I remember Dennis was up here one time. He says, "I hate talking about myself when I get up here." And I do too. But Pastor Larry also said something to me once. He said, "Mark, you got to preach what you know. You got to preach what you know." So I can only do that tonight. I'm not one of those guys who just comes up here and preaches, you know, phenomenal doctrine that so far above me that I'm not sincere about it, so I'll preach what I know. And the message is, let Jesus make you into another person, whether it's a man, woman, let him make you into another person that you're not. And I'll start out with this, and I hate talking about myself. Oh, Dennis, please help me out here. But anyway, a lot of times when Pastor Moore, you know, goes on his vacations or something like that, he'll ask me or Pastor Handel to teach the Bible studies at the labor department on Monday and at the nursing home also. And, you know, I'm always happy to turn it over to Pastor Handel. But he's booked. I mean, this guy is booked. I mean, he's teaching here, he's teaching there, he's got to do stuff for the school, he's got to this and that. I said, I better not. But anyway, so Pastor Moore asked me, I said, "Okay, I'll teach. And, you know, and I go there with fear and trembling like I come here because I'm in front of all these amazing saints. It's like this, you know, so many times you get up here and it's like, this message is really for me. You know, I think everybody always thinks that when they get up there. This is really for me, and you can all just spend the next half hour texting if you want, you know, and as long as I get it, that's fine. But, you know, anyway, it was just so amazing because I'm in front of, you know, it wasn't a monster crowd there at the nursing home. It was maybe like a dozen people, which is a pretty good crowd for that nursing home. And here I am, you know, just bringing God's heartbeat to all these people there. And, you know, when I got done with it, I said, there's something wrong with this picture. You know, normally when I look at that situation, it's Pastor Moore in front of all these people. I mean, it's like, what's going on here? What am I doing here? You know, and then we go on, I was doing the men's fellowship last night with the only other one person there. You know, it was Nick Messina. And boy, if you have a chance, just on a side note, get a chance to talk to Nick. He's really trying to humble himself and really, you know, really dig into the Word. And really, he's spending time with his wife now with devotions and everything. Just, if you have a chance just to talk to him, just encourage him. It really, really would be a blessing to him. Just on a side note. But anyway, here I am, you know, talking to Nick, and it's like, this is not right. There's something wrong here, you know. But I realized that Pastor Chris, you know, many couple of years ago would come up to this church or to a restaurant someplace for just me, And we would have this wonderful time of fellowship here. And I said, "This, you know, Pastor Chris should be here, not me." You know, and I'm thinking to myself, there's, you know, Psalm 48:2 says Jesus. Well, it actually says Jesus. I'm going to put him in there. He's beautiful for a situation. And that word situation, as you know, means elevation. And the message is, like I said, let Jesus elevate you to places I never thought I could be up here. You know, Pastor Larry, when I first came into this church, dubbed me Still Waters, because I would come into his Bible study and say, "Hi, Pastor," and for a solid hour and a half say not one word, and then I'd say, "Bye, Pastor." And so he always called me Still Waters, because he'd look over to me and all he saw was nothing, you know, no nothing with his eyes. You know, he couldn't see that well, so it's like, "I'm not hearing anything from you, Mark." And now it's like I can't get this microphone out of my hand. It's like when I did this little goofy this goofy thing with the mop that one day, you know, asking people to do the cleanup. Pastor Moore, he handed me the microphone and I kind of took it in my hand like that, and it was like "Give me the microphone, Pastor. Will you give me the microphone? I just want to do this." And it's like, 2 years ago, I opened my mouth once in a Bible study, and it got all red-faced, and it's like, "Oh, my gosh, people are looking at me. What am I going to do?" You know? And I just, and that's the message for tonight. Well, there's a couple of messages. Hopefully, we can get to the other one. Think about the people in the Bible. You think about Peter, perhaps. He went from denying the Lord just because some little maiden girl there says, "Aren't you with Jesus?" You know, and he said, no, he starts cursing, no. And yet he ended up being crucified upside down, you know, following him, you know, to the ends of the earth, so to speak, and not even feeling like he was worthy about him. He was elevated by just being in the presence of Jesus to a place that he never could, I'm sure, believe he could ever be. And I love it also, and I think it's in, is it Matthew 14, where, you know, he walks on water. How many people in here could think that they could walk on water? But what was he doing? He was looking at Jesus. He had his eyes on Jesus. He was doing something that he could never, ever do in the natural. Never, ever do in the natural. And that's my message to you. Just, I know this personally. This is not me to be able to be up here with a microphone in my hand speaking to anybody publicly like this. This is not me. And it's not Peter who can walk on water. It's not me who can do a Bible study. But Jesus elevates us. He raises us up to places we could never, ever imagine. And we need to keep our eyes on him. Because we are in tough times. I mean, I'm just thinking about all this politics stuff going on out there. I mean, it is getting vicious out there. If anybody sees how the president's being attacked, it is vicious out there. And we're, you know, like Psalm 62:7 says, Jesus is the rock of our strength. We need him for our rock. We don't need him just so that we can walk on water. We need him for our strength. And we need him for guidance, too. And we need him for every single thing that's out there. And he is beautiful to elevate us. And I thought about, like, Paul and Silas. I think it's in, what is it, Acts chapter 16, I think, after they were beaten, you know, beaten with all the stripes on their back, and then they were imprisoned, put in stocks. And what were they doing? They said, all of a sudden, they started singing and praising God. That situation, I mean, who knows what kind of situation they were in the prison. It could stink. There could be sewage walking, you know, flowing at their feet. And yet they were able to praise and sing in that place. You know, how can you praise and sing when you're bloody and beaten in your back? It's like, wow, Jesus elevated that situation for them. And I thought of Song of Solomon 2:8 too. It says, "Behold, my beloved, who comes leaping across the mountains." That's what Jesus wants us to be able to be able to leap across those mountains in our lives, because we've all got them out now. You know, we've got these mountains. This body has got so many problems that we're dealing with right now. But, you know, they're really not problems to God. He just leap across those mountains. And that's when we're in him, we can do that. We can leap across those mountains. Psalm 62, verse 2 and 6 says that he only is my defense. He only is my salvation. He's the only one who can defend us. He's the only one who can deliver us from all that. And I'm going to sing a little song here because I know Bia sung this to me a while back. It says, beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion on the side of the north, the city of the great king. So thank you, Bia, for singing that. I'll never forget that verse. Oh, and why do I say all this? Why do I give, you know, why do I get up here and take the chance and talking about myself and everything? Because the one real message tonight is we want to finish strong. I was reading a book by Max Lucado about being just like Jesus. And Jesus did, you know, he did many things. I think the last verse in the book of John said that there were so many things that he did, so many miracles, so many healings, that even if you tried to put them in all the books in the world, there would be, you know, it's like there wasn't enough room for him. He did amazing things. But he saved his best work for last. The thing that he did on the cross was his best work, and he saved that for last. And that's what God wants us to do. I guess that's also the message tonight. God wants us to finish strong. He wants us to. He wants our last work on this earth to be the best work. And there's just something that really hit me when I started to read about that. He wants our best work to be our last work. I don't know, this is funny tonight. It's like I don't feel anything else coming right now. And I just wonder if that's the message. Wow. You know, I'm going to end it. This is the weirdest thing I've ever felt, but that's it. That's the message. I guess we'll get out a little bit early tonight. So, Father, this isn't exactly what I expected, but that's okay. And just ask that you would please, whatever message was communicated tonight, that you would make it profound, that we would diligently seek you. Let you be our all in all. And you would make us finish strong, have our best work be the last work we do on this earth. In Jesus' name, amen. Wow. Okay.